Silverlight is a visual technology. It will largely live or die based on how it looks. Today, Karina Barber gives us a peek into that world. She has written some amazing control skins, and she shares with us the secrets of how to change appearances in Silverlight.
Hello, I'm Eric Mork.
And I'm Monica Mork. Welcome to the Sparkling Client Podcast. Sparkling Client is a podcast about Silverlight and other web client technologies. Here's how it works. You give us 15 minutes of your time, and we give you the tools to build amazing web clients. This week, we present an interview with Karina Barber. Eric, who is Karina?
I think Karina is best known for her UX Musings blog, the User Experience Musings blog. You can find it at shrinkster.com/ZOL. So she's known there, and she's also released these great control skins. So some really, really nice Silverlight 2 design stuff. She works at Microsoft, and she just knows a whole lot about how to make things look great.
Great. Well, let's listen to the interview now.
So I actually want to dive into your skins that you've released. So you have these great sort of Silverlight control skins, and that's at shrinkster.com/ZOL. Oh, and hey, I had a question about those controls. Are those just sort of free to use for anybody for any project? Is that how it works?
They are. Yep, anybody.
Oh, outstanding.
And I plan to update. I have two other skins that I need to update to beta 2, which I plan to do probably over the next week and a half. And I have a couple of more skins that I'm going to put up as well. I just need to finish them and actually make sure that there's not a bunch of mistakes in them before I get them up.
Any hints as to what they are?
Well, I have a bunch of ideas. I haven't decided which one I want to pull out and actually implement. Like, I'll actually do, you know, like, I'll do kind of a heads-up, like, display design of, like, various different control sets. I'll do them all as a set. And I actually have three or four, so I can't say yet. I haven't decided.
No, that's fine. Maybe we'll see a rock star inspired one. So there are a lot of sort of confusing terms that people throw around in regards to Silverlight. So we talk about skins, right? But if somebody looks inside of, if they look inside of a Silverlight project and look for, say, a type called skin, they're not going to find it, right? So when we say skin, what exactly are we referring to?
Well, it depends on the individual. I use style, skin, templates interchangeably, and I know that's not very helpful in many cases. I should stick.
No, it's useful to know that's the sort of use that they're getting, though.
Some people would define styles as simply changing properties. Some people would define templates as actually redesigning the whole entire visual appearance of the control or templating. I would say, like, again, I use all three of these terms interchangeably, and I think I'm probably more apt to use the term skin, because it feels like you're, you know, slapping on a whole new face for your controls, so I kind of like that. And of course, for me, the skin, of course, would mean the simple property settings, as well as, like, re-templating the whole entire visual appearance of the control.
So let's look at the hierarchy of this thing. So I want to change the appearance of my application. Correct me here if I go wrong, but maybe at the top we have sort of the content presenter, right? So I want to change the visual sort of innards of a button to the tune of, you know, I want to put something crazy inside of a button, like a picture instead of text, right? So I would do the content presenter there. Or I would assign the content property, I guess is maybe a better way of saying it.
Exactly, and you can actually do blend helps a lot if you're doing something like you've just described. You can actually select your button once you lay a button on your design surface, and you can say you want to add, like you said, add an image or some other element to the content of that button. Let's say it's an image. Mm-hmm. You can actually drag and drop that image from your project tool window directly onto your button, and it will be added to the content presenter for that button.
I had no idea. That's very useful to know. And that allows design people to sort of customize controls pretty easily. Well, that's one way it does.
It does. I have it in mid-July, I plan to, I'm in the process of finessing a kind of a tutorial or a walkthrough of me creating an application, and I do cover things like this. So it should be up mid-July.
Ooh, interesting.
There's lots of cool things that you can do. And I think it would take me more time to explain it, and it might not make sense. So when I get that up, I think that will help a lot.
Then the next sort of level down might be setting properties, right? So I want to sort of customize the colors in a button, say.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, so on button, you can do things such as setting simple properties, such as the font color. You could change the font family, mm-hmm. The font weight, the font style. You could also change the font color, of course. And then you can also change the background color for the button, which will kind of change the overall theme for that button. You can do simple property changes such as that to create kind of a new style for your button. So that those are very simple things to do, but it can be very useful.
So those are sort of the two lightweight ways. I think, you know, hey, I want to change something. Okay, well, you can change what's the content, what is displayed, text or an image or whatever. Or you can step a little deeper maybe and you can set some simple properties for color or fonts or whatever. But you go even deeper than that. You actually sort of rip out the visual innards of the control and you put in new ones. So can you just describe that process maybe at a high level?
Yes, definitely. So there is, if you actually look at the controls style XAML, which would allow you to apply a new mm-hmm. style or skin, or template. See, I'm using all the three words again. if you actually look, it's actually called style. When you look at the actual XAML for that skin that you would want to define, there is a setter for template. And inside of that template, there is XAML for the various states of the control. And there's also XAML specifically for the UI for that control. I will go into those aspects of the control, rip out all of the UI XAML, replace it with my new UI XAML, and then I will also go in and define the new interactions or states for that button as well.
And so the benefit of this, right, is that we get to have the same behaviors, right? We get to have all the behaviors that the control had before, like the button or the list box or whatever. But we simply just have to specify the visual stuff that happens.
Yeah, exactly. You'll have, I mean, like there are the default behaviors that you can work with. And like you just said, the great thing is that you can design like a whole new visual appearance for these, you know, for your control. You can also, you do have like the default states or interactions to work with, but you can design a whole new way that these states interact. So it's pretty powerful what you can do.
And when you say states, we're referring here to like when I hover my mouse cursor over a button, that button can change its visual appearance.
Exactly. Yep. And you can 100% control how that button's visual appearance changes on mouse over. So it's really, really powerful.
Yeah. And so you have these different templates that sort of take over these controls visually. So you have skins, if you will, that take over the button and completely change its appearance, but keep all the functionality there. How do we actually send these? So now you have a skin, right? And you want to send it out to people. How are we doing that currently?
So the way that they're oftentimes being handed back and forth is the XAML for the styles is either in the usercontrol.resources section of the page.xaml file or the UI, you know, it's a XAML file, or they can actually be placed in the application.xaml or the app.xaml files, application.resources.
And we do that to have that globally available for controls in the project?
If it's in app.xaml, yes, it would be globally available for your application. And you can also do things directly in line in a control. I don't typically do that. I think it's actually harder mm-hmm. to hand off in that form. So the way that if somebody did want to use the style, that I had created or that had somebody else had created, they would typically just grab all the content from page.xaml's user-control.resources section, all the styles that sit in that section, or the app.xaml's application.resources section, place it in their, you know, their application XAML file in one, you know, one of those similar sections. And then what they would need to do after, let's say that they placed all of the style XAML in the page.xaml's user-control.resources section, they would paste it in there, and then what they would do is, let's say they wanted to apply that style to a button that they had on their in their UI, then they would go to that button XAML. They would need to point basically to the style name for that button style.
So when we get down to the button level, I want to change a particular button to use your control skin. All I do is I make a very simple change that says your resource is this template that we got from Karina. We downloaded whatever, and then we're good to go.
Exactly.
I think it's really interesting that we can share styles like this. I guess one sort of disappointment I have right now, though, is that it's a bit sort of awkward to share these bits of XAML, because we have to share the bits of XAML, and then we have to give some instructions on how to use them. And for anybody who wants more instructions, you can also go to Karina's blog at stringster.com/ZOL, and she has some instructions on how to do this specific thing if it wasn't clear. And then in some cases, though, for some controls, we also have to have a bit of code for dynamic pieces. So then we've got to carry a bit of XAML, we've got to carry a bit of code. And so it makes it a little bit awkward. Is there on the horizon any idea if there's going to be a better sort of packaging system for passing skins around?
I can't say for sure right now. But sure. What I would like to suggest is that people actually go to my blog and tell me how they would like to see it. We want feedback on this so that we can use that feedback to help, you know, drive changes in the future. So please send your, you know, talk to me about it. Tell me how you think it should be. You know, give me information on your likes and dislikes about the current user experience. This is all, I'm definitely going to use it. It's really important to me, so please do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that address is shrinkster.com/ZOL.
It's interesting that there are so many ways to change control appearance in Silverlight. I'm glad that we have this overview, because otherwise, I think this is an area where people would get confused. Plus, this overview opens up a lot of extensibility options. Thanks for listening! The music for today's show is used with permission, and is from teamyacht.com and magnatune.com. For more information, see the show notes page.